Spatial awareness is one of the core features of HoloLens. It allows the device to understand the world around you. By this, we mean the real world, like the room you're in. The spatial awareness system builds a collection of meshes that represent the shapes in the environment, allowing developers to make some very cool interactions between holograms and real-world objects. The visuals for the mesh can be customized to fit your app's needs, and they'll fall into three modes: visible, where you can see the mesh or at least see the mesh at times; occlusion, where the mesh can't be seen but hides objects behind the mesh; and none, where the mesh is only used for collision purposes or data. Scene understanding is an advanced feature of spatial awareness that gives HoloLens developers a structured, high-level environment representation. With scene understanding, you can rely on the system to tell you when it has detected certain surfaces and identify the surfaces as walls, floors, ceilings, and platforms. Scene understanding creates a watertight mesh of your environment, even if you haven't scanned it completely. The most common use case is for placing holograms on surfaces. If we ignore the room surfaces, we get some strange results where holograms are behind or go through physical objects. This is bad for a few reasons. This is very uncomfortable for users because their eyes are constantly fighting to focus between the real surface and the hologram. And second, it breaks the illusion of being placed in the real world. What we recommend is to use spatial awareness to place holograms on top of or attached to surfaces. If we enable spatial mapping in our apps, we can place holograms in a more natural way. But if we use scene understanding, you can achieve even better results. But I'll dive into that in a minute. Here's an example of a solver with magnetism, a mixed reality behavior that allows objects to attach to surfaces. In this case, it's following my head movement. So as I move my head around, it will follow the direction I'm looking at, but will always stick to virtual objects. And thanks to spatial awareness, it will stick to physical objects too. Now that we've explained spatial awareness, let's go through some recommendations. Make scanning a part of your experience. Even though HoloLens is constantly scanning your environment, make sure that your app has enough spatial information in order for it to be a great experience. So incorporate scanning moments into the flow of your app. These moments can be disguised by asking the user to move around or look in a certain direction. But always remember to keep it short and fun. On some display devices, including HoloLenses, the field of view, or FOV, is the amount of virtual space users can see through the display. But the depth sensors that scan the environment have a much wider field of interest, or FOI, which allows for rooms to be scanned fast and easily. Keep this in mind, because FOV and FOI are very different. Now back to scene understanding. If you use scene understanding in your apps, you can create magical moments where holograms are placed in your room, but at specific locations. For example, you could place a holographic screen on a wall or an empty space, or even better, sit a virtual character on a user's real sofa. Loading a scanned room into your editor. On HoloLens, you can download room data, SR mesh, from the device to your PC. This allows you to import the room data as a 3D model into Unity and other development tools for you to simulate environments. But most importantly, you can test your spatial aware app in different settings and make tweaks to it inside the editor. Whenever you spawn objects into your apps, make sure that their positions respect the room's bounds. Spawning visible objects behind a real wall is a bad idea, especially if you are using spatial mapping with an occlusion shader. So always check that that spawned objects appear within the bounds of your room. Constantly showing the spatial mesh in your app, despite looking cool, can be very noisy or distractive for the user and may not help them achieve their task. That's why we recommend showing the mesh only if the user needs to know that it's there. And even in those cases, you should use pulses, so it's subtle and elegant. In this chapter, we've explained some fundamental recommendations around spatially aware apps. Use scene understanding to place objects on specific surfaces. Make scanning a part of your user experience. Test your app in different environments by importing mesh data into your development tool. Spawn objects within the room bounds. Only show the spatial mesh when needed. Make holograms respect their surroundings. Spatially aware apps can be incredibly powerful, and if they're designed properly, they can truly blend holograms with reality.